Amen. Ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors for Christ. Let's say that together. Ambassadors for Christ. One more time. Ambassadors for Christ. What is an ambassador? On the most basic level, an ambassador is someone who is appointed to represent the position of his governing authority to others. Someone who's appointed to represent the position of his governing authority to others. And God, by his word and by his spirit, reminds us from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 to 20. That as born again, spirit-filled, devoted followers of Jesus Christ, be reminded afresh today, saints of God, that we have been appointed by God to be ambassadors for Christ. To be authentic, faithful, consistent representatives of His governing authority in order to reach others for Jesus' kingdom purposes. Can anybody say amen to that?
Amen.
God has appointed us as born again, spirit-filled, devoted followers of Jesus Christ to be authentic representatives of the character of Christ. To be authentic representatives of the personality of Christ in order to win others over to live for Christ. Amen? Can anybody say amen to that?
Amen.
And along these lines, the Apostle Paul was urging believers in the Corinthian church of his time, and God by His Word and by His Spirit, I believe, is urging each of us afresh today from 2 Corinthians 5. A composite of transliterations reads like this, picking up in verse 14. Since we believe that Jesus Christ died for us, how many of you here believe that here today?
Amen.
Since we believe that Jesus Christ died for us, we also believe that we have died to our old way of life. Make no mistake about it. Verse 15. Jesus ultimately died for everyone. Make no mistake about it. Jesus died for everyone. Amen?
Amen.
So that anyone who would decide to repent and receive His new life would from then on, let's say that together, from then on no longer live for themselves, but would instead live their lives for Christ, who died and was raised from the dead for each and every one of them. Amen?
Amen.
And so in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord, we have stopped evaluating people from a human point of view. How many of you here have discovered that since you've come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, as you've come to know what the Bible says about a biblical worldview, what you've come to know about the Holy Spirit's insights for you into your own life and into the lives of others? We've stopped evaluating people and the things around us from a human point of view because we have a new point of view in the assessment of our lives and the lives of others. Can anybody say amen to that?
Amen.
Verse 17, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. Aren't you glad for that? And so the old life is gone and a new life has begun. Your old way of living is going away and a new way of living in Christ is becoming more evident. Amen? Verse 18, and this is a gift from God who brought you back to Himself through Christ. And so God has given you this task, catch this now, of reconciling people to Him. God has appointed each and every one of us as born again believers to the task of reconciling people to Him. Amen?
Amen.
So how much of your old way of living has passed away from your life dynamic? How much of your old way of thinking, your old way of living, has passed away from your life dynamic? How much of the new way of life in Christ has become evident in your life dynamic? How well is the representation of your life dynamic winning others over to live for Christ? Verse 19, for the fullness of God was in the life of Jesus Christ while he was here on this earth, reconciling people to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. Aren't you glad for that? Through the redeeming power of Jesus' shed blood. He gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. Catch this now. To share with others. It's not just for us. But we've been appointed by God as ambassadors to share it with others. Amen?
Amen.
And finally, in verse 20, we are ambassadors for Christ in order that God would make His appeal through us to reach others for Jesus' kingdom purposes. Amen?
Amen.
It's a responsibility each of us has as a professed believer in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. And so be reminded and motivated afresh today that our reconciliation with God is possible only because Jesus Christ went to the cross and received the punishment that was due for our sins. And when Jesus Christ cried out on the cross of Calvary, "It is finished! It is finished!" Jesus Christ cried out on the cross of Calvary. And when He did that, the barrier between sinful man and a holy God was removed. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Making all those who repentantly trust in Him acceptable in His sight. Thoroughly committed to obedient submission to His word and perfect will, by God's grace, to our faith in Jesus Christ alone as our Savior and Lord. Make no mistake about it. Ambassadorship for Christ is inseparable from being born again in Christ. Ambassadorship for Christ is inseparable from being born again in Christ. God, by His Word and by His Spirit, is urging each of us afresh today along these lines from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. The Apostle Paul, speaking to believers in his day, and God now speaking to each of us afresh today by His Word and by His Spirit, that as born-again believers, we are ambassadors for Christ that have been approved by God. You have been approved by God in Christ Jesus, your Savior and Lord, to be an ambassador for Christ, entrusted with the message of salvation. Catch this now. To live our lives not to be popular with man. To live our lives not to be popular with man. To live our lives not to be popular or accepted by the worldly norms of the culture that we live in. But to live our lives in a manner that is pleasing to God, catch this now, who searches the motivations of the hearts of men. Be motivated afresh today by the move of God's Spirit in our midst. That as we live out our lives in this world, we are commissioned by God as born-again believers to be representatives of Jesus' kingdom in this life. And make no mistake about it, it's our responsibility to reflect His position in everything that we would encounter in this life. Amen? It's a little challenging at times. But by God's grace, we're up for the task. Amen? God, by His Spirit, is reminding us and urging us afresh today that we are in this world, but we're not of this world. That our lives are not our own. That we have been bought with a high price. The redeeming power of Jesus' perfectly sinless shed blood for the forgiveness of our sins. The overcoming power of Jesus' resurrection so that we can be raised to new life in Him. In this life and in the life to come. Amen?
Amen.
And as such, we are empowered. We are empowered. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit in us now to propagate the position of Christ in every consideration of our lives and in the considerations of the lives of others around us. Wherever we are, wherever we go, and whoever we're with, that we would be authentic ambassadors for Christ in every situation, in every circumstance, and in every context that we may find ourselves in. Make no mistake about it. Whether you like it or not, we are appointed by God in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord, to represent well the position and the character of Christ, to uphold well the reputation of Christ in order to reach others for Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Whether you like it or not, ambassadorship for Christ is inseparable from being born again in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And it's even to win over believers, professed believers, whose lives are not thoroughly given over for Christ. Authentic ambassadors for Christ, in order to reach others for Christ, in order to win over unbelievers to live for Christ, in order to draw believers to live their lives more thoroughly for Christ. The Spirit of God is stirring in our midst today, I believe, searching our hearts and minds in Christ. Would you cooperate with the move of God's Spirit on your heart today? Would you surrender your heart and mind afresh right now in these sacred moments to allow the Holy Spirit to do a refining work in you here in this place? To free you from anything that would discredit your ambassadorship for Christ. Is there something in us that's discrediting our ambassadorship for Christ? Holy Spirit, come and do a revealing and refining work in each of us here today, right now, here in these sacred moments of transformational change as we reflect upon the status of our ambassadorship for Christ. All saints of God, would you come and embrace this move of God's Spirit upon your hearts now to do a revealing and a refining work in you. Holy Spirit, come and search our hearts and minds now. How well am I representing the character and the life dynamic of Christ in my life? Am I putting the reputation of Christ at risk in some way or another in my life dynamic? Am I upholding the position of God's Word in every area of my life in the consideration of how others in my life are living their lives? Am I doing everything I can to avoid every form of evil and sinful tendencies in my life? Am I taking good care to be alert and attentive and vigilant in how I carry on in public to avoid appearances that would mischaracterize who I say I am in Christ? Oh, Spirit of God, we submit to your refining work in us now for your greatest glory, for our greater good, and the lives that you've given us to live, Lord God Almighty. Continue to search our hearts to reveal and refine us in our ambassadorship for Christ. Be reminded afresh today, saints of God, that as ambassadors for Christ, our ultimate responsibility is to live a life that glorifies God in all that we would think, in all that we would say, in all that we would do, publicly and privately. To live a life that is in continuous pursuit of God's revealed presence with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. Amen?
Amen.
Make no mistake about it. And be motivated afresh today that a life that is lived thoroughly for God ultimately glorifies God. And a life that glorifies God authenticates and confirms and validates your ambassadorship as being genuine to the people around you. Amen? As ambassadors for Christ, we are always to seek the Word of God first and the guidance of the Holy Spirit for how to apply the Word of God to our lives and to the lives of others. Life is not just about us. Life is about our lives and the influence that we're going to have on the lives that are participating in our life. Being an ambassador for Christ means giving up our own agenda and desiring God's will above all else in our lives and in the lives of others. Be motivated afresh today that as we draw nearer and nearer to God and come to know Him more and more by His Word and by His Spirit, then we become more precise. We become more precise in our representation of Christ. Because His desires will more naturally become ours. Amen?
Amen?
And as we mature in our ambassadorship for Christ, then our desire to obey God's commands increases as our love for Him increases. And Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, "If you truly love me, if you say that you love me, then you will thoroughly obey what I command." Make no mistake about it, saints of God. The bedrock of honest, legitimate, unadulterated ambassadorship for Christ is an ongoing and growing love relationship with Jesus for all that He has done, with a gratefulness of heart that fosters joy in obeying the directives in what He commands. How much do you love Jesus? And how joyful are you in doing things His way? Is your ambassadorship for Christ a stumbling block or a stepping stone for others in the consideration for them to commit their life dynamic more thoroughly to Christ? Bottom line, the operative goal of an ambassador for Christ is to live righteously before God. And catch this now, key point. To live righteously before God without concession to the arbitrary, self-stylized standards of the conduct of others. Even among professed believers, some of whom are mischaracterizing Christ with self-satisfying and self-stylized ways of living, we have a responsibility in our ambassadorship to them as well. Amen? And so, Lord God Almighty, we come and we ask You to help us to be effective ambassadors for Christ. Effective ambassadors for Christ unto the salvation of souls. Effective ambassadors for Christ in the building up of Your church, our brothers and sisters in Christ. And Father, I pray that as the seed of Your Word has gone forth into the soil of each and every person's soul that's heard this message, Lord God Almighty, that You would pour out Your grace to water the seed of the Word that's gone forth to the soil of their souls. that the seed of your word would take a deep and abiding root and bear exceeding and abundant fruit, that we would be authentic, genuine, unadulterated ambassadors for Christ, wherever we are, wherever we go, and whoever we're with, unto the salvation of souls and the building up of our brothers and sisters in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said together, amen. Amen and amen. Let's give God a hand clap of appreciation for what He's doing in our midst. He's a faithful God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.